Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
It's Morphin time.
For justice we fight, with Beast Morphin Light. Together we rise. Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers!
Go, Beast Morphers!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 28 of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, also known as OrangeRanger198 on Twitter. And today we're going to be watching the 8th episode of Beast Morphers, The Cybergate Opens. So, real quick, I'm going to get into the episode. I currently have it paused. SpongeBob has just ended. We are in probably the first frame of the episode. And I've got it all queued up, and I'm going to get things started in 3, 2, 1, play. All right, Ben's looking for something. He almost found Nate. No. She's in the ice cream machine. Oh, that is some disgusting looking ice cream. That is looks like slime more than anything. Ooh. I know what that is. Question is, what's he making it for?
Developing some new weapon prototypes. Gonna upgrade them with animal DNA, so I thought I'd head to the woods and get some insect DNA to work with.
Hold up.
Dude, I know the rule. You're not supposed to go off base without an escort. You're too important. I need this DNA. If anything happens, I can handle myself.
Why not let us come along and keep you company?
Field trip.
Meanwhile, at a nondescript warehouse.
They're making a tunnel with teeth.
Got a robot. Oh.
Okay, so they have to go kidnap Nate. And they're going to use the Beatstag J bot to become Evox's new body. Interesting. No spiders. Okay. Not really doing a great job of keeping an eye on things. Oh! Time for Nate to go home. Your brother would probably treat you like a kid, too. And his communicator is trashed. Ooh, Japanese footage. And the only reason I can tell is because everyone running around is Japanese. You're not supposed to notice that, though. Now, this part's American footage or New Zealand footage. Interesting. Interesting music.
Power Rangers.
Another really short intro. Sets things up nicely, though. Let's see. Speaking of which, this is episode 8 of Beast Morphers. It's the Cybergate Opens, first aired on April 27th, 2019. Written by Becca Barnes and Alwyn Dale, and directed by Riccardo Pellizzari. And now that the intro's over, we'll play some music or something, and we'll be back at the end of the commercial break. Power Rangers is back. Running in slow motion. Here we go with a blast. Wow, he aimed for like, how long was that commercial break? And he still missed. Oh, I like that. Cool way to do it. Ooh, even the flip overhead. I haven't seen that in a while. Who is he talking to? How are they going to stop? How is any of the other two going to stop when they're surrounded by... Never mind. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Huh. Look at that. On one hand, it does bring Betty and... Oh, here we go. It does bring Betty and Ben into it, but on the other hand, it does give the Rangers a way to track them. Nice. And it's kind of believable. Why is Ravi running the wrong way? A beast bot, maybe. Okay. I'm going to apologize. I don't know if anyone else is having trouble. But there's something messed up with the connection. Oh, she's got the two guns. He's got an idea. Sabotage. How is that bad news?
It's in an unused warehouse in Sector Keel 1A. Great work, Ben and Betty.
Well, that's a long-range tracker. Jeez, this is taking a while. Excuse me. I don't think he's finished what he wanted to do yet, though. Oh, they got hit. They got hit. They weren't morphed. Now, they should be injured, but apparently they're not. No one said it's morphin' time. Ooh! Nice. Nice insta-morph. And that whole thing with the beast sabers was cool. I like that. This must be one of the episodes they were able to put a little more money into. Okay, the Rangers are not doing very well against this thing. Well, it hurt them more morphed than it did before they were morphed. Uh-oh. Evox is coming. Now see, Evox, if you just stop talking and just did it. Nicely done, Nate. Good job, dude. He's just turned himself into a Power Ranger. Kind of out of necessity, but it worked. Nice. Yeah, he did. Oh, robots up. Oh, I like him already. Striker Morpher. Nice. Wonder what that toy will be like. Oh, look, they fly. You know, I'm noticing, as much as this series has been about changing things up and different cinema styles and camera angles and things, this episode seems to be bringing back some of the classic stuff, like Rangers flying too much, or slow motion stuff, or the flipping over the camera. A lot of wire work. Let me guess, despite the fact that it's taking down three Rangers, the new two Rangers will be able to handle it just fine. Well, we're on commercials anyway, so it's a little bit more music, and we'll be right back.
Back.
Devin's so happy when we return. Nice. You know, I wonder if the other three could have handled this if they had used their Beastex blasters instead of the blades. What I'd like to know is, obviously they're not going to have Zords ready for him yet, so I'm guessing while Nate's taking care of the monster, the other three will take care of the big Giga Drone. Nice. Okay, Nate's a little more confident all of a sudden. It's Zord time. I like the colors on this one. The black and red and silver looks really cool. Oh, taking Morphex right from the Zord. Okay, I can't tell. I can't tell if that's American or Japanese footage. Ha! Bananas. Oh, being sucked right up by the vacuum. Oh, it's stuck. Okay, sure. They didn't do everything they normally do. Nice. Just cut into the chase. Minimize the fight as much as possible. They're kind of busy. Of course. Down goes the Giga Drone. So back to the others. Yes, we are in Sentai footage. He just tosses it. Alright, Nate is either overly confident or we need to figure out a way for this to work. Better. Well, I guess the whole brother thing, I guess, would work. The gold is a different tint. It's a little long, but no. Steel. Excuse me, he's right, sort of. Turns out So he's a robotic human ranger. He has a brother. That's a hashtag. Don't mess with Nate. Uh-oh, we're not done yet. Okay, so the plan coming up apparently is that they're going to get the Silver Ranger's body for Evox. I could see that. Unfortunately, we kind of have to wait a while because that's the last episode for the foreseeable future. The series will probably be back, if it's anything like usual, August. But since the show started late, it might come back late, so maybe September. But we are looking at a late summer, early fall return. So we're going to have a couple months off. What that means for this show is that I get to take a break on the weekends for a little while. And just focus on the regular Mighty Morphin episodes for a while. So, yay. It's not too terrible for me. But I understand for everyone else. So anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening. And I hope you all have a great weekend, and I will see you next time. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment at the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective holders and are meant to help celebrate the Power Rangers. No infringement is intended. Power Rangers is copyright Hasbro Entertainment. This show is dedicated to all the men and women, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers for over 25 years. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thanks again for listening, and good night.